Well, we talked briefly about this last week with Ross Greenwood, but superficially, the job figures for July looked good. Unemployment fell to 5.7% from 5.8% in June. There was much discussion about how many of these jobs were full-time. But more to the point, how many of them were funded by you, taxpayers? An analysis of the data by the Australian newspaper has found that many of the new jobs are taxpayer-funded and that the public sector is out-competing the private sector for jobs. As Tony Shepherd, the chairman of the Abbott government's National Commission of Audit, put it, quote, "We've got to be very careful as to what is the underlying cause of increased employment and where it is taking place." He said a lot of that growth is in healthcare, the aged care sector, and a lot of that is taxpayer-funded. It's recycling taxes. We are borrowing money to fund this growth in jobs. To cover increased and increasing expenditure, we're going further into debt. The latest Australian newspaper analysis builds on another pre-election analysis which found nearly half of Australian voters rely entirely on government payments for their income. That analysis found that more than 44% of voters, almost 6.4 million people, are either public sector employees or dependent on government pensions, allowances, and parenting payments. It found only 43% of the adult population are net taxpayers. As Judith Sloan asks today, is our economic performance built on quicksand? I'm simply saying our jobs figures are not all they seem. I've said many times we're on a holiday from reality. I've said we're paying $40 million a day in interest on our debt. And to make unemployment statistics look good, we're going further into debt. And do we have a government prepared to address this? I can't answer that question.